are live on Facebook, live on the radio. And Chris, thanks so much for taking some time out of here of your day. And we're talking the free stage is where you're at. Chris, the hypnotist. I can't even say it. You do. What do you do?
Well, I'm a hypnotist.
Hypnotist. Why can't I say that? Did you put a spell on me before you got here?
I absolutely did.
I knew it. Okay, so what exactly is happening on the free stage with you through what, Saturday?
Yeah, through Saturday. So, you know, obviously doing a hypnosis show, it's fun. I just take random people like yourselves, obviously, and we throw you up on stage and we hypnotize you, make you do some crazy stuff.
Crazy things. And that's where he says I'm a comedian, but I can only tell jokes when people are hypnotized.
Well, I mean, I want to say it that way, but I mean, my show is based around a comedy hypnosis show.
Okay, because I was gonna see if he could tell me, what did the one toilet say to the other? And then, you know, you'd have something else. But you look flushed, by the way, is the answer to that.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
But anyway, so how many people do you bring up on stage?
You know, usually here about 15 or 20 people a show, and we kind of just stagger you through there. And within 3 or 4 minutes, everybody's hypnotized. And from there, the show kind of gets underway.
Now, hypnosis is, there's a lot of ways that you can work with people. Do you, is it just a comedy thing, or do you have a side business or maybe a main business that you do some work with people doing hypnosis, therapy kind of things?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a hypnotherapy, a psychotherapy, an NLP master prac, background in psychology. But, you know, my passion since I was 9 years old was to be a comedy stage hypnotist.
So you like seeing people just saying that they're an elephant and they're riding the donkey or something to that
effect. Absolutely. And, you know, it's 2020, so I probably pushed the limit a little bit. I'm known to have a modern show, put it that way.
All right. And what are the times at the Jerome County Fair? This is, by the way, so everybody understands, this is the free stage, and this is right around the food court area, right?
Yeah, that's
where you're at. Okay, so what times and when people should be there?
You know, we're at 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And okay. The coolest part about my show is if you watch it every single day, it's completely different. I do not have a script. I just kind of wing it as I go, and it makes the show fun for me, and it makes it fun for you each time.
And this goes through Saturday, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Through the 15th.
Right. So now you're telling me you're from Colorado, and this area kind of looks familiar. You said you're pretty much a small town, and you kind of enjoy that kind of life, right?
Absolutely. You know, I've been offered some showrooms in Vegas and whatnot throughout the years, and looking back on it, I'm glad I never made that decision. I love working in Colorado, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana. Yeah. Rocky Mountains are definitely my bloodline for sure.
So I know you mentioned that you had done some things with Willie Nelson. What were some of the other people you've worked with?
Yeah, we got to work last year, too, with Ice Cube at the Paw Paw Theater in Fresno. That was awesome. And I toured with Tim Allen for a minute out in California. I got to work the Laugh Factory in Hollywood, and
that'd be fun.
The list kind of goes on and on.
Wow,
it's been a wild ride, but I really get to enjoy and meet and work with
the little places like this. Yeah, well, and we're not, you know, I don't know, we're not the littlest of the little. I mean, you know, there's and you said it was a packed crowd last night, right?
Yeah, standing only. So yeah, come out and better, be part of it.
Yeah, grab yourself an elephant ear, and maybe you'll make them into an elephant ear.
Yeah, that's a big high good possibility.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We appreciate you once again at the Jerome County Fair. And there's a lot of people out there that are listening that I know are going to be there. The rodeo action, of course, kicks off tonight. And then tomorrow night, it's going to be Ned Ledoux. And then Friday night, it's the Joe Mama's Car Show. And they've got a big rib eating. Are you a rib eater?
Oh, absolutely. How can you not be?
The rib eating contest. So you'll have to join in with that. And then Saturday, it's the Down and Dirty Mud Bogs, I think is what they're calling it, or something like that. So, you know, okay.
You don't want to miss out.
Jerome County Fair and Rodeo is the place, and we want to do a big shout-out to those guys. They are working hard to keep... You know, this is one of the things that a lot of places are getting canceled. I don't know, your shows... how many shows do you do throughout? If it wasn't COVID-19, what's the typical Chris kind of schedule?
You know, I usually start in February, and I'll run all the way through December.
Wow.
And I usually push around 450-plus shows a year, doing two shows a day.
And now it's cut down.
Yeah, it's definitely cut down. But, you know, I've been very blessed in my other areas of work and doing some therapy and motivational speaking and whatnot. But you know what's awesome? For me to be right here in Jerome, I've actually driven by this fair I don't know how many times, and I finally get to be here. So for me, it's kind of a dream come true.
All right. Awesome. Well, Chris, we're going to go check you out. 7 o'clock, and again, what was it? 7 and 10. 7 and 10. 10 at night. Okay. All right. Well, we'll check you out. It's Chris on the free stage and hypnosis, and then once he gets there, then there's a little comedy involved. But so far, the comedy is going to be hidden. You've got to go see the hypnosis side of things to see the comedy side of things.
Oh, absolutely. One thing I guarantee you is if you will not laugh, I'll pay you back your $2 for your ticket. How about that?
All right. Thanks, Greg. Talk to you later, man.